tell us how this was first discovered? Because it was Friday, wasn't it? Suddenly, you know, everyone was obviously alerted in the area as to difficulties with the drinking water.
So in Anglian Water, we do a raft of water quality samples just as our regular, you know, business as usual routine. So we're always out testing water quality at the customers' taps, testing it at our own assets, testing it at various points on our water network, just to make sure that everything is, you know, that everything is the high quality that we're all used to. And on Friday, we had one particular sample that came back that just indicated for one of our storage reservoirs at Toft in Lincolnshire, that things were perhaps just, there was just something in it that just made us think, oh, okay, we probably need to do some further testing here. And whenever we have something like that happen, which is not uncommon, but, you know, it's not frequent either. It's, you know, this is the process that we enter into, whereby the right thing to do is tell people to boil their water before they use it. Just it gives us some time just to run extra tests on the network in that area, which is what we've been doing all weekend, just to make sure things are okay for our customers, because it's the right thing to do, because public safety ultimately has to come first.
And the fact that it's centred on Toft, it was quite a widespread area. It's a complicated thing, I suppose, the water network, as to what links to where.
Yeah, absolutely. So Toft actually supplies the storage water reservoir there, supplies, you know, a few thousand properties in that distribution zone, I suppose, in that area of the network. So it's about 2,500 properties that have been affected. And again, very precautionary, just because we need to allow ourselves time to run, you know, repeat tests. And we don't just do one round of repeat testing, we do two or three. And so that's why things have been going on across the weekend, because these tests have to go off to our laboratory in Huntingdon to be fully analysed, and basically it's belt and braces to make sure everything's fine. Every test we've done on the customer network so far has come back clear, but again, we're just waiting for the next stage of that testing before we make another decision on what needs to happen next.
And I think it's one of these things where the more information people have, the more kind of reassured they are. Will we actually find out what the problem was?
Well, I mean, that the point of what we've been doing is to A, highlight if there is actually a problem, and B, what the exact location of that problem is and the cause. So it might be actually that if all our tests come back and say that everything's fine, that it could just been a rogue sample as part of our testing process. Equally, you know, if we do find something else in the, you know, that we need customers to be aware of, then absolutely we'll update them with further information. But it, you know, we are, you know, looking like things are moving in the right direction, because every sample that we've taken so far from the customer network has been clear. But it is just a very regimented process that we need to go through just to make sure we're keeping everybody safe and providing them with the, you know, the wholesome drinking water that they're used to. So, you know, in a way, it's a good thing, because it means that, you know, we take our job to do this very, very seriously. It's the one thing that we have to get right above all other. And this is the process that we need to go through. And that being said, we know it's been inconvenient for people, and we're really sorry about that. You know, we have, you know, our Director of Water and our Director of Customer Services live in this affected area. So, you know, they have been very much out talking to people in the local community as well to offer them reassurance that this is just the process that we go through and it's the right thing to do.
And people have been receiving cards through their door in the affected area, and on also bottled water to vulnerable customers. How do you know who it is that you need to reach in those sort of circumstances?
Sure. So, I mean, we ask people to sign up to our priority services register, so they can do that if they have particular circumstances like a medical condition or a young family or they're expecting children. That means that they can be eligible for that support. So they can do that on our website. But also we work with places like the Department of Work and Pensions as well to make sure that we've got the right kinds of people on that list. And we share lists of, you know, vulnerable customers cross utility as well to make sure that we've got everybody on there that needs to be. That being said, if people do need to register, then they very much should get in touch with us, and they, you know, can be eligible for bottled water, not just in incidents like this, but if there was an interruption to their water supply, for example. It's just the kind of service that we offer should there be a problem with the, you know, the water supply network. So that is, you know, pretty standard practice for us as a water company. And, you know, we just hope that things will be back to normal for people you know, as soon as possible. I mean, I guess the point is that boiling the water and using it, you know, before you use it to kind of, you know, cook and eat and drink and things, is, you know, that is the way to make sure that it's perfectly safe. So that's why we encourage people to do that. If there's been a, you know, if we, while we investigate further, basically, just to rule out any particular problems.
And as you mentioned, you've still got further tests to get the results of. And each of those tests takes 24 hours to come through. So once you've got a clear test, then, you know, the restrictions will be off, basically.
Yes. So basically we have, you know, not just one test, but several repeat tests just to make sure on different parts of the network to make sure that everything is as it should be. And as soon as we're happy with those tests, then we'll be lifting, you know, those restrictions as quickly as we possibly can. And then, you know, we will obviously come and talk to yourselves. We will, you know, put messages out on social media, and people will also get a card in the post as well. But we appreciate that can take, you know, several days to advise. So we always do our best to inform people via you know, a variety of channels, I suppose, that things are now back to normal and they can just use their water as they would have done before.
Regan Harris from Angling Water, thank you very much for the chat about this. And hopefully we'll have some very good news soon that people can get back to normal with their drinking water across that area. Thank you.